This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
So we worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. What does it mean to worship God with reverence and awe? Do you revere the Lord? I'm convinced a lot of people look at God as a Mr. Rogers, you know, Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers neighborhood kind of guy, or they look at God as some grandfatherly type, you know, the kind of grandfather you can hit up for a few bucks once in a while. Some of you have been there and done that. You know what it's like. I need some money. I'll go see my grandfather. He'll give me some money. Adults can do that. 40-somethings can do that. 50-somethings can go to a grandfather and say he's a soft touch. And I see people who have that kind of attitude, transference toward the Lord God Almighty. And God is to be worshipped with reverence and awe. Meaning what? You recognize who he is and who we're not. You recognize everything that God is and everything we're not. That's what it means to have a reverence for the Lord and who he is and what he is. What does it mean to the next verse, verse 29? It says, our God is a consuming fire. We don't use that term in our culture today. Very few people talk about God being a consuming fire, but that's a descriptive phrase to describe the judgment of God, his righteousness, his purity, to describe his justice, to describe his character traits that sometimes we forget to note. That God is a consuming fire. Let me use an illustration from life. Have you ever been somewhere where a house has burned? Have you ever seen a house after it burned? Close up. Consumed. Gone. You ever been out west in California? I'm going to talk about this in a few minutes. And seen a landscape that had been covered with fire, and you just see the charred remains of trees and the burnt ground, and you say, what do you call that? Consumed. It's consumed by fire. And isn't it interesting that God himself uses that term to describe himself, that God is a consuming fire, meaning what? It has to do with his power and his judgment. Some people look at that and say, oh, that's a reference to hell. I don't think it is. The Bible has plenty of references to hell. Jesus talked more about hell than he did heaven, and that always shocks people to hear that. But he referenced hell more than he did heaven. This is a reference to the judgment and the righteousness of God, that he is a consuming fire. And my point is this, when we come into the presence of the Lord, we're not coming into the presence of a grandfather type. We're not coming into the presence of a Fred Rogers type who just wants to bless us and just give us nice little things. We are serving a God who says, I'm a consuming fire. I have all power and all authority over the universe. And most people don't get that. Isn't this interesting? We're in an unshakable kingdom, but yet you talk to the average American and their trust is in everything that's shakable. Their trust is in everything that's temporal or temporary. John Piper, who I quoted earlier, puts it this way. The question for a believer and unbeliever alike is this. Are you worshiping the unshakable God, or are you worshiping shakable possessions? Is your heart fixed on the Lord? Is God your treasure, or is the world your treasure? Is God your security, or is your retirement plan your security? Is God your fellowship, or is your family the sum total of your fellowship? Are you an idolater? Is God your portion in this life, or is the world your portion? Do you stand with reverence and awe before the power and holiness of God, who is a consuming fire toward all sin? And do you clothe yourself with the asbestos righteousness of Jesus Christ? What a phrase. Do you clothe yourself with the asbestos righteousness of Jesus Christ?
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.